The President's Remarks upon the Arrival of the Prime Minister of Italy, Amintore Fanfani, from the South Lawn of the White House, January 16th, 1963.
Mr. Prime Minister, I'm delighted to welcome you back to the United States, to welcome back an old friend whom I've known for a great many years, and to welcome back the head of a distinguished and longtime friend, Republic of Italy. You come, Mr. Prime Minister, at a time which is particularly appropriate. The United States and Italy, as allies, as members of NATO, as members of the Atlantic community, have a good many matters of common concern, of common policies to develop and coordinate in defense, in economic policy, in political matters. Indeed, all the subjects which go to the defense of the West and the defense of the free world properly concern the United States and Italy. So we're delighted to welcome you here, Prime Minister, to a country which has had its oldest ties with you, stretching back nearly 500 years, which has had a good deal to admire in Italy's long past, but which is particularly struck by the modern miracle of Italy today, an economic growth rate which has been most astonishing really in Europe, a development of its balance of payments which has been almost unprecedented in the last few years, an attack on unemployment which has brought you wide success. Italy is a ancient and also a most modern country, and its modern renaissance is almost as extraordinary as its earlier one. So we're delighted to welcome you, Prime Minister. You are the second distinguished Italian that we have welcomed this month, and we're very glad to have you here.